Happy birthday to you.
It's my birthday today, and I am going on a coffee date with the love of my life. Okay.
You're gonna need me, baby. You bring me to my house.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye. Thanks
for
coming.
Bye.
Bye. We're off.
Quick little trip.
This is also our first vlog.
Woo! That's exciting. First time.
Bye, guys. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye. Okay. Here we are. My first question for you, Ken, is how old are you today?
There was some debate.
There was.
Do the math.
Well, I did do the math. I was pretty convinced that I had the right number, but there was a few people who, in particular our son Jacob, was convinced that you were turning 46 today.
Yeah, I'm actually 45.
45. Wow, that is, I don't want to say old. I think that's a beautiful age. What do you have to say about turning 45?
I think you realize that with each birthday, as you progress, life is kind of short.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have control over that, but life just keeps on going by. And
mm-hmm.
It's important to keep the end in mind because the end is coming. Whether we get down or right, that's true.
It's true.
So we are at our favorite place to walk. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Okay, so today is Ken's 45th birthday, and I'm just going to spout off some like random questions for him. He has no idea what I'm going to ask him, so no prep involved in this. So here we go. Question number one is, what kind of cake do you want for your birthday?
That's an easy question. It's a special recipe that my mom does. It's an ice cream cake, and Janelle does it wonderfully.
There's caramel on it. It's really good. If you want the recipe, let me know. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go? We really can't go anywhere. That's a hard question.
Where would I go? I think I would go Vancouver Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just love it there. We've done a couple of vacations there with the family. It's been great.
And like what location on Vancouver Island? Because there's a lot of beautiful spots.
Qualicum Beach.
Yeah. Very nice. Can you go back in time? See yourself 25 years ago. That'd bring you back to the age of 20. What would you wish you had known then that you know now?
The marriage is not nearly as scary as I thought it was. And 100 times more fulfilling. I think that I had a misconception about marriage, and I thought it was a little bit, I don't want to say harder, but had I known like the blessing of marriage, I don't think I would have hesitated so much in, yeah.
Well, you know what? Everything would be different had you gotten married earlier.
Yeah, that's
everything.
True. That's true.
So here we are. If you think back in the last 10 years, what would you say has been the best book you've read?
The best book by Dr. Ralph Martin called Fulfillment of All Desire. It leads a person through the different stages of the spiritual life, and he quotes extensively from the doctors of the church. It's such a valuable resource. I would recommend everyone to read it. It's a big, thick read, but it's something that you can chew on. And mm-hmm. every page is quoting a doctor of the church. The second one, I'm going to jump in with the second one, mm-hmm. would be The Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori.
Interesting. I feel like you've been reading both those books forever.
It's true. Those books I've been going to again and again and again mm-hmm. and again.
If you could give some advice to somebody in their 20s, in terms of like career choice or vocation discernment, what would you tell him?
I think the first question would be, what does God want?
Mm-hmm.
And what God wants sometimes is different than what we initially desire, because our desires are sometimes warped.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the first question. What does God want? Because what God wants makes us happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here on this earth to glorify and honor Him and not to do our own will.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes when we're looking at careers and choices like that and vocation, we think, well, what's going to make me happy?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to make a person happy is only doing God's will.
Very true.
So I think that's the first question.
All right, next question. What has been the most defining moment in your life?
I'd have to say that would be a retreat that I went on when I was 19 years old, and I heard the gospel proclaimed to me in a way that I could respond to, and I realized for the first time personally that God loved me. It was more than an intellectual understanding, but I think that set my life up in a whole different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Not only was it a realization, but it was a decision. It was a decision then to say, God, I want to live for you.
Mm.
I didn't know what that meant, really. I'm still learning, but I think that was the most defining moment of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if I had to say, put my two cents, I would agree that that was the most defining moment of your life. It really changed the trajectory of your life,
yeah.
Because at that point you were in university and thinking you would have a career in economics or something like that,
yeah.
Right? Or maybe psychology, you weren't totally sure. But then really you just really felt a call to ministry.
Yeah.
What's your most favorite thing to do? What brings you the most joy?
Stuff like this. Going on walks, being in nature, and being quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to do it with the kids, of course, as well, but it's also nice to do it in solitude.
Mm-hmm.
Even sometimes without you.
I'm not offended.
But I get a lot of joy out of that.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people find like their 50th birthday is like kind of a big deal. Where do you want to see your faith life to be in 5 years?
Obviously some faults and defects that I have, and one of them that I wish I would be overcoming, just more interior peace, like especially when things aggravate me within the family, like a child does something that gets underneath my skin, to be able to respond in a way that's life-giving. I think that's probably one of the biggest things I would like to change.
What about in terms of just like habits? Do you feel like you want to change habits?
We're going to talk about all my weaknesses.
Well, I don't know. Like, what are things? No, you don't have to share your weaknesses. What do you want to see?
Good habits, okay? Good habits. One, to continue stuff like this, continue on a regular basis to help people in their faith through videos. But I'd like to expand that into a little bit more consistent writing. More consistent with exercise, like maybe you can relate.
What about eating?
Eating. I like my eating the way it is, but it's probably not the best. So let's just skip that.
Let's say our children watch this video, you know, when they're in their early adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Our oldest is 10 right now. What would be some words of advice that you'd want to tell our children?
I would say pray every day, regular sacramental life. And if one is called to marriage, to marry somebody of virtue, marry your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And when you marry, and you're considering someone, not to expect that person to change, but can you see yourself being with this person as they are for the rest of your life? They might change. You hope they do. I hope I've changed. But as they are. And if one is blessed to be called to the religious life or priesthood, I would say the same thing. Pray every day, regular sacramental life. And the person that you've just given your life to, you know, in religious life and priesthood, are never going to let you down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would say to my kids.
What's your favorite meal?
Ice cream cake.
Oh, well, good, because we're having that today. What's your favorite music?
Gregorian chant.
Ooh, that's beautiful. What's your favorite season of the year?
Fall.
How come?
The colors.
Mm. What's your favorite sport?
Basketball.
Mm, are you good at it? I actually haven't really seen you play, ever. But I heard you were pretty good in high school. What's your greatest desire?
Heaven.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping you'd say that. And what's your greatest desire for our family?
And that would be the same thing, heaven.
It's important to remind ourselves of that. If there was one lesson that you would have learned that would have saved you a ton of pain or disappointment, what would it have been? Yes, that's my last question.
Something that I could have done more wisely. Don't date until you're sure you're ready to get married. Absolutely sure. Relationships that get broken cause a whole lot of unnecessary pain. I wouldn't say that my past is filled with that, but I think so much time is wasted in relationships, in romantic relationships that sometimes end up going nowhere. And sometimes you kind of know it's going nowhere in your early adult life. So why are you in the relationship? and you waste time, you waste money, you waste energy, you waste emotions. But that would be advice that I would give my 25-year-old self.
Okay. I have a follow-up. I have a follow-up question for that. So then what would you tell young adults or, you know, people in high school? What are you supposed to do with your time? Because I feel like even in my high school years, it was like, find a boyfriend and that's what you do. Like, you have on your weekends, that's who you spend your time with. Like, what would you encourage people to do with their time if they're not busy filling their time with, romantic relationships?
Well, live a balanced life that includes the sacramental life, prayer, study of the faith. So that's part of it. But then the other part is form healthy friendships. Mm-hmm. Have fun with life. Have fun with people. Get to know people. Like, invest into relationships, like friendships. Explore interests. Like, now's the time in life to figure out, like, what are you really interested in? I always ask the question, what does God want of my life?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not one. And if you know, don't delay. Don't delay.
And even, like, that's a question for now. Like, what does God want of my life today?
I would add to spend time with good people. Because some people, you know, that you spend time with aren't good for you.
And you're not sharing these things because you had a horrible young adult life or horrible high school years. Like, you had a really beautiful upbringing, yeah, and everything. But if...
I feel like because of some of those relationships in my early adult life, like good friendships, oh, they've been such a blessing to me today. Like, the mm-hmm. blessing compounds.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thanks for coming along. Hey, and friends, if you like the style of videos for this channel, let us know. It's new for us. If you'd like more of these vlogs like this, comment below. Remember to subscribe, and we will see you next Wednesday.
Bye.
We're locked out.
Gotta be keep Sarah safe.